Good morning. 46th day of the Omer. We're holding today on Daf Lamed Ches, but we're a little bit behind on Daf Lamed Zayin on the base. There's no way we could continue yesterday without Professor Scholes. So here we are, basically right in the middle of the Daf. Omer of Shmuel Bar Yud, Omer of Yochanan. Kirashi Sikua Begefet Ubeitzim. Mashina le'atavshir shebishel kol tzorcho v'chamin shuchmu kol tzorchan v'afilu mitztamek v'yafelo. And so this seems to be a definitive psak that if you have shihia, even if there was no grief of ikatima, even if you used the most difficult gefet v'etzin type of fuel to be matir, nonetheless shihia is mutar. Even if it's mitstamek via fellows, you have a cholent that you'd like to continue to cook, as long as it was properly cooked before Shabbos, and it's still beneficial to cook it more, it's okay. This is the ultimate Chananya Psar. Amalei Ahumi Rabbanan, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, upon hearing that Psar, a certain Talmud asked Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, gosh, that sounds awfully makel to me. Rav and Shmuel Darmitarvayu mitztamek v'yafelo asur. Didn't Rav and Shmuel both paskin that if you have something which is mitztamek v'yafelo, that it is not permissible? Now again, we mentioned yesterday that according to almost everybody, this is a psak shalok yechananya, since he was talking about only something that was mevushal kemachal ben drusoy. However, the Balamor claims there's no problem because he might have been talking about the amount at which it was cooked, the proportion, in other words, that it was cooked, the one-third towards what would be considered to be completely cooked. But that doesn't have anything to do with mitztamek v'yafelo. Something that's mitztamek v'yafelo may be indeed something that even Chananya would have asked if it wasn't yet completely ready. So there's not necessarily does it boil down to the same thing. This may also be a psak like Chananya. Amalei, so Reb Shmuel Bar Yehuda answered that Talmud. Otu letanai yada, you think that I don't know? The Amr of Yosef, Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, mitztamek v'yafelo asur. Obviously, there's a well-known psak of Shmuel that we can't be matir shihia on eno goro fakotum. Unless it's a mitztamek v'ramo, but a mitztamek v'yofalo at Sholent, you wouldn't be able to be masha on an open kira. Ki kamina lechol Reb Yochanan kamina. Why weren't you listening? Psak was said over the name of Reb Yochanan. We know that Shmuel is machmir. Omle Ravuka Mimesha and Ravashi. Look, you guys, atonda makravita l'Rav Shmuel. You live closer to Rav Shmuel. Avida k'Rav Shmuel, you can be machmir. The way Rav Yehuda quoted Shmuel and Rav, and they only use something which is mitztamek v'ramo. But Anan, Mavik Rav Yochanan. We guys live close to Rav Yochanan, will be happy to rely on Rav Yochanan's psak. Omalei Abaye l'Rav Yosef, Mahu Lishod. Omalei, what do you mean? Look, Rav Yehuda, Mashu Levacha. Rav Yehuda is a pretty big machmer. Everybody used to put up cholent and stuff for him, and he would eat it. Omalei, please, Barmenei, the Rav Yehuda, bring me a raya, Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda is such a weak person, given him a sukanu. I mean, he needs to have his good cholent, obviously. Afilu b'shabbat, namishar lebevad lebevad. You could make it on Shabbos for him. He's holding all the time by bulmusin. I'm talking about normal people. Leave, alecha, mai. How about people like me and you? Omalei b'surah masha. I can only tell you that in surah everybody is masha. Some take out the daha because Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is brought as a separate raya that we paskin like Chananya. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak mori du'uv dahavi u'masha u'miyachal. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was known to be very medactic la'alocha, and l'maisa he would eat something that had been put on an open kira that wasn't group of the ketumah before Shabbos, and was mitztamek v'yafelo, and he ate it. Now, based on this, really, Rashi and Tosfos both paskin like Chananya, straight across, which would mean that it would be mutter, if you don't plan on putting back, there's no chazorah problem, it would be mutter to simply leave things on the fire. You don't need a blech, you don't need anything. Lamaisa, however, although both Rashi and Tosis both see this from the sugya, it really boils down to how we understand the mitzvah of Yofalo problem to some extent, because since later on, the sugya seems to assume that there is, as we're going to see today, seems to assume that there's an iser in Shehiyah without grief of a ketima. Because of that, the Rif and the Rambam paskin not like Hananya, and therefore, lichatchila, one should be machmir, lemaisa the Shulchan Aruch paskin is like the Rif and the Rambam. The problem is that, as the early poskim put it, Klal Yisrael is very machmir on good shomans on Shabbos. You know, they're very machmir on the seasons. And so, as I told you yesterday, somebody asked it afterwards. Everybody heard it, I think. But it's the beautiful lashon of the Baal HaMor when he takes advantage of the opportunity to make fun of the people who are like the Karoyim. They hold Yatta Kol Shalom for Shabbos. And the way he puts it, it's so contemporary, the way he puts it is, V'hama'amin yashmin. You know what people say, there's no diets on Shabbos? They have their marker in the Baal HaMor. In any event, so because of that, so I said, no, Hanach Lem Yisrael, they want to be so makbir on good challenge, you can't tell them it's us. But I mean, Lemaisa, it's a roi to be makbir, not to, I mean, we are, but basically everybody uses a blech and is basically not samech to have on a, ain't a group of a ketumah. So the blech becomes our equivalent of group of a ketumah, even when we're not planning on putting back on. For Chazorah, I mean, that already there's nobody that would be Mekel. Omer Ravashi, Imna Kameda Ravuna, B'shoin L'kasadar son of Alcha. I could tell you, I was actually eating Ravuna's house. They had left on the fire Kasadar Sana, which is a fish dip, very sharp fish dip. They had that's mixed with brine and with flour. Now, he ate that. I'm not sure why he was eating it, whether he held loya dana imishum tikasava mitstamik v'yafalo mutar. I'm not sure whether he holds that we go all the way, we're matir even, a mitstamik v'yafalo. Or maybe he held the kivan to eat be'nicha mitstamik v'ralohu. Anything which is creamed using flour, he may hold as a mitstamik v'ralo, because ultimately it gets a hard crust and it's not really good to leave it too long on the fire. So maybe that's what he was saying. I'm not sure.
Micha
is like what we would call creaming, using a flour base instead of a corn base. Omer of Nachman, mitstamik v'yafalo asur, mitstamik v'ralo mutar. Look, bottom line is, if it's something that you desire to continue to cook, so then you can't leave it on an open fire. If it's mitstamik v'ralo, then it's not a problem. Kolola de milt, in terms of determining what is considered to be mitstamik v'ralo, what is considered to be mitstamik v'yafalo, kol de eat be micha mitstamik v'ralo, anything that's creamed is definitely a mitstamik v'ralo, because it ends up being sourish and flaky on top.
Whenever you say ends up, does that mean that it starts off
in mitzvah v'yafalo and then goes to No. That's called mitzvah v'ralo, that there's a point where you don't want it to stay on the fire. That's a mitzvah v'ralo. And you're talking about how much it was basha. Levar mitavsha, the lifta, the only thing that can keep cooking forever, even though it has the kemach in it, is turnip stew. The apagav, the eat be'micha mitzvah v'yafalo. But that's only if it's mixed with meat. So if you've got, this is, boy, a heck of a cholent, let me tell you. A turnip-based cholent with pieces of meat in it, mixed with flour. Well, we've got to try this. Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't sound tasty, but you never know. That's right, that's right. I mean, did the Irish ever try turnips? That's the question. Avalet be bisra mitstamik v'ralohu. Imagine, it's true, you know. It's a revolution in Jewish cooking, potatoes. I mean, I never thought about it. Who's going to have a potato? What's it? V'chi'it le bisra nami lo'am lo kaboy le lo'orchin. Furthermore, even if it has meat in it, if you need it for guests, then you don't want it to keep cooking or cooking, because when it keeps cooking or cooking, the meat tends to disappear. So what are you going to serve your guests, basically? So that then it would already be called a mitzvah for Allah.
If its size shrinks up,
it's not that it shrinks up, but the meat tends to just sort of disappear, to fall apart, and it becomes like an anchovy that's been cooking a very long time. You know, what happened to the meat? So it really just turns into small, tiny pieces that are, you know, mixed together with the air and so on. Well, we're talking about, for us plebeians, you know, we don't start off with half a size.
A chill.
You know, the meat disappearing is not a miracle. It's right in the
pot. Never use the factor of not the
cooking.
It's not the battery itself that we're looking at, but the
right,
person.
The person. You could have the same thing, which under certain circumstances is your fellow, and certain circumstances is your fellow. So it's that low, it's low. Interfering?
So it's subjective.
To some extent. I mean, it could be, we'd say, but for diet, if you don't know what you don't like it, what do you want? One of those watery chalets? I mean, that's butler dietary. Who eats that?
So the low, raw low, is the person or the food itself?
Not really. I mean, it would have to be more or less standardized. You can't say nothing totally, but kaboy lorchin is an objective thing. Now, lifta, dice of a tamre, just to give you some examples, we don't make this anymore as far as I know, but this was a fig stew that you would leave on the fire. I've never seen anything like that. Dice, of course, is, you know, what we call the hot cereals. And tamre,
hot soups out of fruits and spices and things like that.
Okay, and the same thing is tamarim, also a date kind of stew. Those are all called mitstamik v'ralahin. You know, it would be a great idea to put out a cookbook of Talmudic
cookbook.
Barnea, this is something for your neighborhood.
Restaurant.
Listen, the Haredi population of Yerushalayim is such that this would be a whole new reason to go to the restaurant. And of course, for those people who aren't interested in new dishes, we'd have garbage on the side.
We could have, going to the Mar, we could this way and pick the
Ramban. No. That's only a few idiots. So now that we've decided what we've decided, which is whatever it was, there are some cases which are going to be us. Now, whatever those cases are, what's the deal if you were shocheach and you cook? Shocheach kidera agabikira ubishlabish abad mar. So there was, okay, according to Tosus, who holds that we're poskening like Hananya, so Tosus says, look, we're asking, I mean, even according to Hananya, if it wasn't cooked, Kamaiko Bendrasari, according to him, it would also be also. So that would be the case. However we work out the cases, there's a case of Isser, for Shia, what would be the din if somebody, Lamaisa, ended up leaving something on an open fire? It cooked on Shabbos. So what would be the deal? Tosus, by the way, points out that we had all the way back in the first parak the fact that it doesn't seem to be a problem to have something cooked on Shabbos at all. That was the all of those cases that we had about the Ozark. He likes it to be meeker. We're not really, because we're on the first Mishnah. Wait till the next Mishnah. Then you'll worry why we have Tanoros and Kupa. Anyway, so even though we have that case, it seems to be from the first part, there was no problem with cooking things on Shabbos, because it said over there, if the pot was all of meat that hadn't been cooked at all, or if you're cooking the gedi, well, all the cases that we had, how come, like, we never even worried about any of this. All of a sudden, we're worried about the Mifnikim of Hashur, whether it's a Shema Yachta B'Gecholim, like, we're ignoring the whole sugya. So this is very important yisod over there, that there's a fundamental difference, this is a response to Moshe Baruch's question, there's a fundamental difference between a tanur and a kira. Where you have a tanur, the heat of a tanur, remember, we're not talking about our tanur, we're talking about their tanur. Their tanner was made out of porcelain. It was wide at the bottom, held its fuel inside of it, had a very small opening on top because it came up towards, on an angle to the top. And therefore, it would retain its heat for a very long time. And there was, surprisingly, so there's less of a chash of Shema Yakta when you're dealing with a tanur, because you're not worried about it. It stays hot. And therefore, there's no there's none of these gezeiros, which include the Yakta Begecholim. In Mashenke, we have Akira. I mean, Akira is considered to be Sholit Ba'avira also. Another issue we had before, remember, we were trying to bring a Raya Lismo. The Kira, you have something on top of the Kira. It's hard to keep something on top and it's all exposed to the air. There's certainly a greater chashash over there of Shema Yachta than there is in something that's in its Tanur. So surprisingly, the thing which is hotter actually has aspects in which we will be more makel, because we have less of a chashash of Shema Yachta. That's a hizbachalik between all the early cases that we had. So here, when you're talking about Agabi Kira, you left it on the Kira, you mevashel b'Shabbos, what's the din? Ishtik v'lo abar agalabidi, didn't answer him at that time at all, didn't respond. L'mochar nafak darashlu, the next day he gave a drasha, which he quoted the Mishnah, that says, amevashel b'Shabbat, b'shogeg yochal, b'mezid lo yochal. Somebody who cooks on Shabbos, of course this is talking about cooking, B'maisa, not b'shehia, but on Shabbos proper. You can eat it if it was done b'shogeg, and b'mezid, you can't eat it. Of course, over there, remember the Gemara had a three-way machlokas, the difference between him and others, the difference between eating it on Shabbos, or eating it b'tei shiyat, l'yaka Shabbos, but that's not our problem right now. Our problem is the way he ended his quote. And he ended it with two very mysterious words. Veloshna. And there's no difference in this case. No difference in what? So, because is it no difference in that b'mezid, it's considered to be, so or that it's usur, or it's no, in this case, it's no different, and it's the same as if it was b'shogeg. We're saying, here it's no different. There's two ways, three ways to understand. Here it's no different, meaning here it's no different than the shogeg. Here it's no different than that case, therefore there's a difference between shogeg and mezid. Here it's no different, and it's all like b'mezid. Meaning what? So Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef both held that he was saying lehetera. He was saying, here there's no difference between shogeg and mezid, it's all mutter. Why? Because mevashel hu deka avid maisa, only where he's actually cooking on Shabbos. He did something on Shabbos. Over there we have the chumrah of the mezid lo yochal. Bashenken over here, where it was left from before Shabbos, avol hai deloka avid maisa, here you didn't do anything on Shabbos, even the mezid yochal, even if it was left on purpose, we didn't aser it b'diavad.
It wasn't Shabbat.
It
started
the
question of Shabbat.
It wasn't Shabbat.
Even if it wasn't Shabbat, it would still be
He wasn't addressing their question. He was giving a drasha. Okay. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak said, on the contrary, he was saying, here lo shana, meaning the surah, that only where you went ahead on the din of bishol, if we're going to be matir bishol b'shogeg, b'diavad, nobody is going to cook on b'mezid and claim it was b'shogeg so that he could eat it. People don't cook on Shabbos. But when it comes to the yisur of shehiyah, where people say, hey, give me these chumras, please, and I... Sorry, oh dear, I forgot it, I left it on the open fire, but it's okay, it wasn't on Shabbos, right? So therefore they're going to be atila rume. There's a couple places we have this. In places where you have to be makbid on how people will utilize your heter, and they'll be marim, so they'll try to fake you out that it was really done b'shogeg. There we're not matir b'shogeg. So we end up being more machmer on shehiyah, which is the rabbanon, than on bishul, which is the araisa. Because we're not worried that people are going to come to cook the mezid on Shabbos.
But asid larume is more likely people.
People are always having
rabbanon, but not
done. Yeah.
It's like the feeling in that type of spur. So the
Chumrah
is so clear, so
endless,
you can separate.
A little bit.
Can I go over the Mazid section? I'm sorry, I'm
a little unclear there.
If you want to know how far you can go constantly, I'm trying to understand.
I think you should try to understand after review. It's always better.
Isn't it good to understand it before?
No. Nobody understands something the first time. I mean, imagine going through life only once. When will he come back, Richie, with that one? Keep him going for 5 years? This way. Shachach kedera agabe kira ubishala b'shabbat b'shogeg yochal b'mezid lo yochal. Somebody leaves something on the fire and he now continues to cook. He cooks on Shabbos. Here it says, it depends. Depends. Nobody said it depended. There's yet a third option in understanding. Because Rabbi Yosef was saying it was Lahatera. Rabbi Nachman was saying it was Lisura. And here, a Braita says, it depends. So it was B'shogeg Yochab, B'mezid Lo Yochab. B'med Dvarim Amurim, B'chamim Shelo Huchumu, Kol Tzorchan, V'tavshir Shelo Bishel, Kol Tzorchan. Aval chamin shuchmu kol tzorchan v'tavshir shebishel kol tzorchan. Ooh, ben b'shogeg ben b'mezid yochal. Oh boy, we're getting back to our original confusing machlokas of Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's see how this plays out. Rabbi Meir, who was the one who said, from what I recall, early on in this sugya, he was the one who was, he said before that according to Beis Hillel, you can't even use tavshil at all. You can't put tavshil back, right? Only, not back, to be masha. Back, and you can't do anything. But to leave something, to be sure, you can only leave hot water. So over here, Rabbi Meir seems to be contradicting himself and saying that if you've got a tavshil that was all the way cooked, then it's okay. Thought he was the one that answered. Bechalashi here for tavshil. Cooked, not cooked. He held tavshil, you're not allowed to be masha. Remember Rabbi Meir Shita? No chazora at all, even according to Beit Hillel. And according to Beit Hillel, you could be masha, but only chamin, hot water, not tavshil. According to Beit Shammai, you can't do anything. You can't be masha, chamin, or tavshil. Very, very makri. Now here he's coming out and saying that as long as it was mevushal kol tzorchan, you'd be allowed to eat it. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, chamin shulchamut kol tzorchan mutarim mipnei shemitztamek v'ralo. If it was fully cooked, hot water. What do you want? Your water to boil out. Why would you want your water to boil out? So that's a mitztamek v'ralo. You don't want to keep the water boiling. You just want to keep it hot. So therefore, it's a mitztamek v'ralo. There would be no problem. Tavshil, however, should be shel kol tzorchan asur mitnei shemitztamek v'yafelo. You can't, however, if you cooked a tavshil, there it's going to continue to cook, you're going to be happy with it because it's cholent. But kol hamitztamek v'yafelo, kigon kruv, upolim, ubasa taruf, anything which you would like to continue to cook, basa taruf, we say since you've cut it up into small pieces, you've diced it. So you certainly don't want it for orchim, and therefore there's no reason why you wouldn't want it to continue to cook. Then it's asur, b'chol hamitztamek v'ralo mutar. Oh my gosh. So here he contradicts himself also. Before he said a tavshil should be shekol tzorcha was okay l'chatchila. Well, what's going on over here with Rav Yehuda? There's a problem. Okay, but we'll get to that later. But getting now to what concerns us. Katani Mia, look, it says over here, I mean, Tavshil Shalo Bishel Kol Tzorcho, I mean, I don't know, you might be able to say that even though Reb Nachman, he was the one who said that, I think, both of these surah, when he said Lo Shna, and here it says clearly that B'shogeg it was Mutar. So you could say, according to Reb Nachman by Yitzchak, maybe it's not a problem because, as we're going to see, there was a gzeira that was made later in which there were machmer on people who had been showing. So maybe kan kodem gzeira, kan liachar gzeira. I mean, he was talking about Reb Nachman both li yisura. He was talking about liachar gzeira. Maybe this bright over here was talking about before the Gezera, but I certainly don't understand. According to Rabbi Reb Yosef, Rabbi Reb Yosef said that it was mutter. So, if it's Kodem Gezera, so then the Mazid is certainly a problem, because here it says Mazid is Osir, even before the Gezera. If it's after the Gezera, it's for sure a disaster. That even choking is a problem. They should both be Osir. I don't understand what's going on over here.
Why is it called Mavashal if it's cooked? What's this?
Because I'm cooking. It's Mitztamik V'yofama. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan, we're saying. Mm-hmm. It's not really Mavashal, obviously. So, says the Gemara, okay, Kasha, you're right, it's a problem. A problem, it doesn't seem to be going like Aliba, Reb Nachman, or at least certainly not like Rabbi and Reb Yosef. But what were you referring to when you talked about a Gzera? My Gzerat. The Amr of Yerub HaShmul, Amr of Abba, Amr of Kan, Amr of B'tchila hayu omrim, Amavashel b'Shabbat b'Shogeg yochal b'Mezid lo yochal, and originally the halacha was v'hu adin l'shocheach. There was no nafkamina between a shocheach on a open kira and someone who's mavasha. Misha rabu mashin v'mezid v'omim shechochim anu. After it became clear that a lot of people started badafka leaving it on the fire, and then when somebody would mention, said, "Oh, I forgot," and then there was no consequences because it was mutter if you forgot. So they made a knas. Chazru v'kansula shocheach. They made a knas that someone who was shocheach, it will be awesome. Okay, so in other words, bottom line is that we are now indeed more mad, the way Reb Nachman was saying. But getting back, by the way, to the quote you just had from Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda at the end of this braita, it's a contradiction to what they said before earlier in the parak. Kasha Rabbi Meir, other Rabbi Meir. Kasha the Rabbi Yehuda, other Rabbi Yehuda. I understand. Rabbi Meir said before that according to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to cook, to leave on a fire, even Aliba the Beis Hillel, even on the Goruf. You can't leave a tapshil at all. And over here, he's saying a tapshil, shabishal kotzorcho, it's mutter. And it's kasher Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda also. I mean, before Rabbi Yehuda said, chamin v'tapshil is mutter l'chadchila. And here he says, it's osir, it's tapshil. And I don't understand. The Rabbi Meir had the Rabbi Meir look kasher, but it's not really a problem. I mean, look, before the question was, what is Beit Hillel Makir up front? I mean, here we're talking about somebody who was Shocheah. That's a bit of that. What are you asking me? I mean, that person, he meant to take it off. He left it on. So, if it's a case in which the person forgot it, so he's saying that even though, I'm sticking with my psak. You're not allowed to leave it. Fine. But if you did, it's a bit of that. It's mutar. And Rabbi Yehuda and Ami Lokashi didn't explain over here what we're talking about, the case of Isser. Obviously, in all of these examples, we're looking for a case where somebody did something that he wasn't supposed to do. So what's your problem? You can't figure out a case that something he wasn't supposed to do, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was talking about Shehiyah, remember, how did he learn the Mishnah? The way our first option was to learn the Mishnah. That the Reish of the Mishnah was talking about Shehiyah and was demanding for Shehiyah Gerufa V'Ketumah. No, it's a fine. So this case is talking about where it wasn't Gerufa V'Ketumah. There's a case, according to everybody, where it's going to be Yosef. If it's Aliba de Hananya, if it wasn't cooked enough. If it's Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, if it wasn't Gerufa Kato. If it's Aliba de Rabbi Meir, it was Tapshal and not Chana. Whatever the case is, according to everybody, we're asking, in that case, what would be the halacha? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's referring over here to a case where it wasn't Gorev Vekatu. So what's the din of Bidiyavad? I did what I wasn't supposed to do. What does that have to do with Rabbi Yehuda's psak earlier that it's Mutter L'Chatchila on a Gorev Vekatu to leave Tamsho? Obviously, because it was Gorev Vekatu. So the Rasha, kan begrufa uktuma, kan b'she'ina grufa uktuma. Okay. Ibarlo. Avar v'sha'a mai. What would be the din over here if somebody went ahead, bedafka, bemazed, and he left it on? Mikansu Rabbanon Olo. Did the Rabbanon give a knas to answer this to him totally or not? Tashma Yom Shmu Bar Nos Nomer Rabbi Chanina Kishahalach Rabbi Yosi Letzipori, a place in Barnea's neighborhood. Matzar Chamin Shenishtaru Agar Bikira. It was never rich.
Yeah, this is what's going on.
Talking about a place in your neighborhood. I don't think it's David either. But it's not your neighborhood. You don't talk about it as if it's your neighborhood. You don't mention every 3 minutes what happened in Tzipori last millennia.
Only on the bus.
That's the difference.
Obviously
a difference.
When David told me the tour guide course that was in Beit Shir, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, something else, I dismissed it because it's so impossible. They bamboozled them with something, and I just didn't believe it. I just blocked it. It's been 2 years ago, and I got this. This is unbelievable.
It's very cool.
He never loses it, huh?
It's very cool being in Tzipori, especially learning it.
Yeah, for sure. So anyway, when Rabbi Yossi went to Tzipori, he found that people had left Chamishin Shtar Agave Kira below Asar Lehen. He didn't answer it even to the people who did it. He found Beitzim Mitzumakot Shenishtahu Agave Kira, but that was hot water. But then he found eggs that had been left cooking for a long, long time. Shrunken. That he answered them. Apparently there was a knas that if you leave something, now I mean it implies that it's a mitzvah for yafalo. Because I mean that would be the case of us, which is strange because eggs, leaving eggs aren't
a local delicacy.
We're about to see. So my love lo to Shabbat. In other words, he said to them, "You're not allowed to eat this," and they couldn't eat it. They have to leave it. No, it doesn't mean they're not allowed to eat it. He answered them from doing it. He said, "L'Shabbat Abay," he said, "don't do it again." That's the point. Not he answered them from eating it. Don't do it again. Wait a minute, are you saying the Beitzim Mitzumakot or Mitzdamkot V'Yafela? It's a nice idea to keep boiling up eggs? Oh, absolutely, says the Gemara. In the Yomer Pchama Bar Chanina. Let me tell you something, man. Forget about Shabbos. It wasn't Shabbos. Pam achat nitarachti ani v'Rebbe l'makom echad. I, a Rebbe, once came to a particular place. Ve'avir lefaneinu beitzim metzumakot ke'uzardin. They had this delicacy. They would leave eggs cooking for weeks. The thing had shrunken so much that it was like a tiny ozardin. I don't know how big an ozardin is. A quince. What is an ozardin?
I thought it's the little wild berries. The wild berries.
Anyway, all right, little berry side eggs. And let me tell you, Achal Mamiyam Harbei, we ate an awful lot of them. That was a 40,000 calorie dinner, and not to mention the cholesterol, forget about it. But in any event, Hamamin Yashmin, it was good. And if it was good, why is it Nagev was good? To tell me it's Mitztamik V'Yafala. So clearly, Beitzim are also considered to be Mitztamik V'Yafala.
Another Gorge Fest recently in the Gemara.
Yeah, we had the Fest of the Perot of the of Ginosar. Beit Hillel Amrim Af Machzir. So, according to Beit Hillel, Beit Hillel Omrim, Af Machzirim. Om Rav Sheshes pointed out that if you hold, you can be Machzir. Now we're getting into some very serious contemporary issues of putting your cholent back on the pot. And how do you take stuff out of the cholent while it's cooking? And so on and so forth. Now these are the questions that have to be raised. Is it a two-poland operation? One guy to hold the cholent and one guy to remove the contents of the cholent. You gotta put it back in, and so on and so forth. So, says now, Aliba, the Beis Hillel, says Rav Sheshes, when you say you can put it back on, it means you can put it back on even on Shabbos. Now, of course, this is very strange because Rashi learned that that's all the question was in the first place. So obviously, we're talking about putting it back on. What else do you mean? Putting it back on a Tuesday? So Tosfos says, aha, you see, I'm right. That the whole issue was, the main issue was on Erev Shabbos, whether you could put it back on. This is saying you can also put it back on Shabbos. Says Rashi, no. The whole thing was about Shabbos. There's no problem of putting something back on before Shabbos. According to Tosfos, is a problem of maybe finding it uncooked and cooking up and be chayish. The problem over here, says Rashi, is it means even Shabbos daytime. What's the difference, Shabbos daytime or Shabbos nighttime? Richie, I thought a lot would really perk you up.
Where is it?
Oh, boy.
I'd rather be skiing.
Diving.
Anywhere else.
Richie, what happened? Oh, no. It's opening that wallet so many times. That's a lot of
it. I can decide.
Yeah.
And you notice he's holding it upside down. It's always a bad sign.
See.
Really?
Well, I mean, I saw it, but I couldn't go near it.
All right. A business trip. So, it says Rashi, the difference is this. When you take a challenge off the pot on Shabbos, it does not look like you're going to put it back on now, does it? I mean, you eat your challenge, it's all over. So maybe I would think that the Shehi is Batla. Now, of course, in Rashi's terms, Hatmana is Batla, because he's very old, because Hatmana is here. But Batla la Hatmanata, or Batla Shehiata. Now, this is very Nogea la Halacha, because we know that when you do something that it shows that you've been misalik your dot from the thing, so you take your child and you put it down. Once you put it down, as we're going to see, there really are problems of putting it back on. So what Rashi is saying is, when you take a child off on Shabbos day, you might have thought it's the equivalent of putting it down. Because there would be no reason for you to put it back on. How many people eat child for Sudash Lashit? So therefore, he's coming to tell me, Mavir is afilu b'Shabbat, meaning even Shabbos in the day. Sisters, come on. I mean, then it should have said afilu b'Yom. What do you mean afilu b'Shabbat? If all along we were talking about Shabbat, I don't like that Shabbat. It's a riot to me that actually the difference is chol, Erev Shabbat. Remember the Rabbeinu Tam earlier had said, what would that shiur be? The shiur in which it would still be possible to cook up. You can't cook it up from room temperature, then it's already too late to be mazir. Okay. But in any event, there's another example of that machloket. Af Raboshia Sabah, Af Bakzina Filu B'Shabbat. Raboshia also holds you can be mazir B'Shabbat. Yom Raboshia Pa'amachat. Ayino Omdim La'ilam Rukhiya Rabbah. We were once basically learning from Rukhiya Rabbah. Ve'elenu lo kumkumus shel chamin. Let me tell you, he was upstairs. We brought him a kettle of hot water that had been on the blech downstairs. We brought it all the way upstairs, midyuta tachtona v'odyuta aliona, and mazagnu lo etakos, we poured him a cup of tea, and yichzarnu lo mikomo, we brought it back downstairs and we put it on the fire. This is water. The stomach varala. Yeah, but fine. Whatever the case is, that you're allowed to be mazir, but apparently it's mazir afilu b'Shabbos. V'lo amar lanu davar, he didn't say a thing. So apparently it's okay. Okay, so in other words, clearly it means on Shabbos as well. Amar b'zvik, amar abab, amar tadoi, after whom they've named the stadium. Lo shana ala sha'odan b'yado. This is dafka if you don't put down the kettle. If you put that kettle down on the ground, forget it. Then it's usher. Omri Abami, I like to be machmer on things. Nobody agrees with him about that. You can put down the kettle, you can still put it back on the fire. Even if you set the kettle down, you can put it back on the fire. There's a machlokas over here, both quoting Rabbi Elazar. One said, Odan biyado mutar agave karka asur. If you're holding the kettle, you can put it back on the fire. But if you set it down on the ground, you can't. V'charomar anichan agave karka nami mutar. Was the other one said the way he remembers the halacha from Rabbi Elazar, is that if you put it down on the ground, you can still put it back on. Omar chizkiya mishmei de abaye, hodi amret, odan biyado mutar. When you say that as long as you're still holding that kettle in your hand, you can put it back on the blech, lo amren ela shedat tola achzir. It's only if you took it off originally with the intent of putting it back on. Aval ein da tola achzir, if, however, originally you took it off without intent to restore it, asur, which implies, the way that you just said it, which implies that if you set it down agave karka, then even if you had that tolach zir, it's asur. Because here we're limiting even the case where you're holding it in your hand, saying if you're holding it in your hand and it was dai tolach zir originally, then it's okay. So in other words, you need both issues to be
leheter. You let go.
Right. But once you let go and you set it down, then it wouldn't help to have in mind to pick it up and put it back on. Now there's another lashon that is not so machmir, and in that lashon Chizkiya quoted Abaye saying, "The hadi amid agabe karka asur lo amren lashen dato lahachzir." When you said that you're not allowed to put it back on if you let it down on the ground, that's only if you didn't have in mind to put it back on, because then the setting it down is a siluk and it's bato your original hatmano or shihia. About the atola achzir, if, however, your intent was always to put it back on, then even if you had set it down, it's mutar. In which case, we have the opposite implication. That if you still were holding it, even if your intent originally had not to put it back on, it would be mutar. So we have two very different ways of looking at this. Either one or the other. Sad to be matir. It doesn't look like you completed the vittel of your original shehiyah, or you wasn't really a vittel. Either one is okay. That's one approach. The other is just the opposite. You need to have not done any act that implied that you had been mevatel the original shehiyah, and you had to actually intend all along that you should continue to be mash. Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya, all of this.
Put on cover karka, up till what point? That's the letters, I mean, you get cold.
And it doesn't matter. No, that depends on, you mean, if you're moderate?
No, you have in mind to put it back.
Has nothing to do with, then has nothing to do with, Richie, okay?
Oh. Yeah.
Has nothing to do with karka.
No, so you have in mind to put it back.
See, but forget about karka.
Yeah, okay.
Because that's not the issue. The issue is up until what point of heat are you allowed to put
it
back? Yeah, so that's a different question. That concerns Bishalach or Bishop with the Dover Lach,
right,
which we spoke about earlier. That it needs to be Nikar, some element of heat needs to be Nikar in it. It needs to be hotter than room temperature.
But not.
Once it hits room temperature, then the original Bishal is no longer Nikar.
But it doesn't need to be insulated.
No.
Put a soup back on.
Halach alamais. I mean, again, we're not. You know, there's obviously my folks that need these issues.
Put a soup back on. Okay.
A liquid.
Is mutter?
What do you mean? No. Assuming that you've handled all the other problems.
Okay.
The question was temperature-wise, which the Gemara isn't dealing with at all.
Once the fire went out at your house, you moved the pot to another house, and I remember seeing you put your hand on the pot, and I did not get a chance.
No, there's a whole different question. There's a situation in which, if it's your ikar food for Shabbos, and this is the food that you have, that you're, as long as it's still hot,
so
that's not a liquid.
At this point?
Yeah, but that's not a liquid. That was referring to something that needed to be yatzoletesbo. So from there, it was yatzoletesbo, so you can, in an emergency, put it on another. Because you weren't Masalik Yadzalet.
So the temperature that you were looking for was
Yadzalet. Was
Yadzalet. Yeah.
So how the Amad Agabi Karka Asr. Oh, sorry. Boy Rabbi Yirmiya. All of the cases.
Why not the Karka?
Oh, all is. And that's the next question. Why, Rabbi Yirmiyah, the case that you mentioned was an extreme. Set it down, alakarka means it's over. I suppose, tal'an b'makel, mahu. How about if you don't just set it down the way you would put away your pots, and they would put things on the side, on the floor, and that was it. But how about if you didn't do that? You hung it up on something. You put it on a counter, on a bed. I mean, certainly that's not where you intend to leave it. So over there, if it's somewhere between a bitul of your, complete bitul of your hatmana, or your shiya, literally suspended, on a makel. So what would be the din? Boy Ravashi, pinan, mimecham lemecham mahu. And what would be the din if you put it in a different pot? You took the hot water out of this kettle, you put it into another kettle. Is that, nothing to do with cliche, it doesn't do with anything. It's nothing to do with temperature issues. The question over here makes no difference. It's a non-issue. We're not talking about cooking here. We're talking about chazara. Yeah, the question of a kli and a kli sheni has to do when there's a problem of bishul. There's no problem of bishul here. Only question is on chazara. There's no bishul. It's not shayach bishul. You have something that's already cooked and it's cooking. You can't re-cook your boiling hot water from your kettle. The only question is, were you mevatel your hatmana? As a matter of fact, Tosis points out that if anything, that's more matir. Because the Gemara later on says, in Bamet Tomnim, that if you put it into another mecham, that's actually mutter. Because then it's not seen as a re-hatmana on Shabbos. So, okay, he obviously is over. He's mechalik between hatmana and shehiyaga bekira. But our issue here is not temperature. I keep stressing this. We're not dealing with a problem of bishul. We're dealing with a problem of michzik mevashel or chashat chitui, and so on. So you're doing things that are similar to bishul. Okay, the rabbanan asked that even those terms are vague terms when it comes to the gedinim of Hatmana and Shehiya. Because as I pointed out, we're dealing with many factors that we're trying to balance. It's very difficult to give an absolute weight to each one of these factors, particularly since the values of the parameters are also in themselves not zero or one. There's a lot of different issues even within the parameters themselves. The values need to be carefully measured. How you put them together is overall a general sense of what the Rabbanan felt is considered to be too similar to bishul and would lead ultimately to a bit of hakpara and inyanim of bishul rather than dealing with a particular case-by-case situation. This is an exact gezeira, which is this and this. We find very often gezeiras of that type. We attempt as much as we can to give a reasoning. But even in a particular case where the reasoning, that particular reasoning doesn't hold, the overall sense of what we're trying to avoid is still clear. And then, okay, the question is what, you know, how far to take it? You see that the post can deal with the issue in this way. Because the question of sniff means to use an argument in a balance of a halakhic judgment, which we'll often do, let's say, where we won't paskin like a particular shita. But osimoto sniv, in other words, assuming that you have another issue to be matir or to aser, and there's a lot of other factors, throw it into the pot. So we throw things into a pot and coming out with a judgment in which all around will be makel, or all around will be machmir. And this bishul has a lot of those issues in it, in which it's roi lach melechatchila, let's say, not to do like Hananya. The minig is that people are makel, but in a case where, let's say we were talking about the oven issue, you know, yesterday, putting it back in an oven. You said, I mean, those that are matir, you asked yesterday, those that are matir. I mean, those that are matir, you know, they're talking about, first of all, utilizing shitas that hold it bichlal, when something doesn't have a top, there's no difference between a gab and a panim. Okay, we don't paskin like that, but we can throw it in, you know, and the difference between our tanurim and their tanurim is that shemer dechom and so on. How do you come to a conclusion about these issues? As in any horah, it's a judgment call. So when it comes to bishul, again, we find Rashi even throwing around, well, it's a shemayachta, inami, it's mechzik mevashel, or it's a similar to hatman. I mean, which one do you mean? I mean, give us a clear-cut check. What are you saying? I mean, if it's not shay chitui, why are we worrying about chitui and so on? Correct. And this is no gay, even let's say, we're talking about how much do you have to be goreif? And if you tell me you have to be goreif, how can we rely on din koten? I mean, goreif, if goreif means completely, taking it out, which many shitas hold, which we'll see in today's Yerushalmi, actually, interesting. So then how could katima be enough? I mean, katima is nowhere near the same as grifa. They're dealing with two separate issues, aren't they? Katima is an actual siluk in your mind of the whole thing. So, since it's not michzik and mavasho, we'll be making on that. Grifa is dealing with not the michzik, but rather the chashin and lechitri. So over there, well, I mean, so you see, we'll go away for a little bit. So what does that have to do with it? You may still come to the chote. If you want to talk about grifa and you're only dealing with the question of shema yachta, then you better get rid of everything. Because otherwise there'll still be a shash of shema yachta. You see what I mean? So then why with katima are we afraid? Because you're left essentially with remit, so what happened to the shema yachta over there? We deal with the separate things as if they're separate. So it's just, I've done something and I dealt with it in a bichsik of a basho. Fine, thank you. I've dealt with something and now there's no longer a shash of chita. Fine, thank you very much. There's a fundamental difference between grief and katima bichlal, isn't there? So the fact that we use eino gorev, eino kotum, all along to be fine, even in the Mishnah, already puts you on guard. You start thinking, wait a minute, those are two different things. One deals with one issue and one deals with another issue. So if Rashi brings both things, these are the things in which you'll never find a clear-cut explanation in the Mefarshim. Because there isn't meant to be. That's the point. And there are issues where we'll be makban on one element and issues where we're makban on the other element. That's bechlal part of what Horah is all about. When it comes to being mefarish a Mishnah, we're not going to be mefarish a Mishnah in a way that will allow a Talmud shelo yigiel Horah to paskin the way people do nowadays from the Shulchan Aruch. There's X, Y, okay, put that together. 2 X, Y minus 3 equal. That's not the way halacha works. So where you get into something of this complexity of Kira, where any idiot sees how many different factors there are and how many different ways there are to evaluate each one of those factors, it becomes very clear there's no simple solutions. That's all. And you're not gonna be able to paskin issues of Kira out of a Shulchan Aruch book, unless you've got a book that covers every single possible variation, and then you're not using your mind at all. You have no idea what you're doing. You're following a formula. You can do that, but lamaisa inam aras chasid, and that's still true. You'll never have a sense of what you're doing.
This discussion is even more important. We take you here, we're not going to pass in the rebuttal of the tefula because it's too complex. Or
no, well, we saw already that we asked things with atchila. That was early on. We had this question. I think it was Scott who asked this question. Why, when it comes to the Bein HaShemashos issue, don't we view it as a Suffolk Drabban and Mamashah? Right? Well, that was you who asked it. Because if Bein HaShemashos is a Suffolk, so deal with Bein HaShemashos as a Suffolk Drabban and Bichlal. Clearly, I mean, that to be first to speak out clearly, there's an afkamina between a gezerah that is made on something. I mean, some give simple terutzim that since Bein HaShemashos is a standing Suffolk, it's not an issue that's a Suffolk. I mean, how do you compare that to an issue of a Suffolk Drabban?
These last two issues, since it actually says tiku, may be different. Is that not so?
That could be. Where you have shita zakan lakan. So when in a family comes Drabban, and it says that the Gemara says, let the finish. We don't know. So the Drabban go to Kula. Should we?
I think so.
Let's at least start the next segment.
Yeah. Right.
Tanur. Now we're coming to a tanur as opposed to a kira. And the Mishnah is even more vague than the Mishnah of Kira, because all the Mishnah deals with is the fuel factor. So, Tanur Shi Sikua Bekasha Begevava, lo yitain bein mitocho bein al gabav. Kupach shizikur bekashe begavava, harei ze kikiraim, begepet uveitzim harehu ketanur. This is a fascinating Mishnah. The Mishnah essentially strips everything down to only two of the very many varied elements that we had. The two being the construction of the vehicle of the bishul, kupach and tanur as opposed to kira, and the fuel that you're using. It also deals, but only sort of agav, with the location on top, inside, and so on. But the main point is to define the relationship of tanur and kupach to kira. And therefore, we're going to ignore everything else. Mitztamik v'yafalo and so on and so forth. That will examine in the Gemara. What are we talking about? Are we talking about Gruf of Iktuma? Are we talking? All of that has been left out. Because we're going to examine it in terms of Kira. So the first thing, this comes out very clearly from the last part of the Mishnah. Fascinating. You got a kupach. You'll remember that a kupach is similar to a Kira in that it's a stovetop, but it only has one opening. It has place for one pot, not for two pots. Because of that, it keeps its heat more than a kira does, which has a greater surface area in which the heat could disappear. But still less than a tanur. Remember that the tanur, first of all, is large, thick-walled, and also is built so that it comes up to sort of a point, so if you have a small opening for a large tanur, that keeps much more heat than either the pira or the kupach. You can put your pot on top of a tanur, or you can lower it inside, depending obviously on the pot. So now the Mishnah is saying, here's an interesting thing. A kupach is a kira if you heated it with kashuv gevava, but it's a tanur if you heat it with gevava beitzim. So in other words, the Mishnah is interrelating now the fuel and the vehicle to show you that there's certain ways in which the two cross over. Because in terms of the shmirah of the heat, putting together the additional heat insulation of a kupach and the heat retention of gefet veitzim, for all intents and purposes, you're dealing with a tanur. On the other hand, recognizing that there's much more heat radiation out of the kupach than there is of a tanur, it's also similar to kira if you use a fuel that doesn't have a lot of heat in it. Okay, so memela, we understand that the tanur, what the Mishnah is coming to tell me is, a tanur keeps its heat so well that even if you heated it with kasha gevava, which would burn out in a flash, the heat stays inside. You'll notice that temperature is not an issue. The Gemara ignores temperature completely here. We deal with temperature questions only later on when we get to Shilas of Yatza Lettuce Bone. All we're interested in here is in heat.
Sustainability of heat?
The technical difference, which is the difference, but to understand it clearly, is that the temperature is a measure of the extent of heat. It doesn't tell you how much heat there is. Let's say you have a tiny pin that's very, very hot. There's not much heat in there. It's the total energy in the pin is very small. But if you want to measure now the amount of heat at the tip of the pin, not the amount, the temperature, what you're looking at is basically the extent at which whatever has been affected in heat has been affected. Let's say you have a single molecule that's very hot. You'll never feel it. It could be hotter than the surface of the sun. You'll never feel it, right? Because it's one molecule. So there's very little heat, very high temperature. Temperature is a measurement of the energy of a particular molecule. Heat is the measurement of the total amount of energy in a particular thing. So you could have an enormous amount of heat and it's still cold to the touch because the heat is at such a low temperature. And so you've got something the size of a star, but which the heat level, the temperature level of it is room temperature. The amount of heat in that thing is absolutely incredible because you've got something of such enormous mass, which is as hot as room temperature on Earth. That's an awful lot of heat.
Heat means what we call energy.
Heat is energy, right? But the measurement of the temperature is a measurement of molecular movement. The Gemara is not interested. The Gemara is interested over here in how much heat. remains. How much energy is there? Exactly. A tanur will keep whatever energy is in there. So as far as the temperature of the energy, that's measured in terms of room temperature, in terms of yad soledes bo, in terms of yad michves bo. There's various levels that we have. Again, they're very vague levels because we don't have thermometers in the Gemara. The Torah, again, speaks to your senses directly, not to your instruments. So, says the Gemara, and the Gemara is going to have to, of course, take a look at this Mishnah and analyze it in terms of all the other issues, the grief of the Ketima and the Tal, that the Mishnah sort of left open. So says the Gemara, Tanur Shisikua. Now, Sabra of Yezula Meimar, that when it talks about the difference between putting something on top or something inside of Tanur, and it answers both of them, Rabbi Yosef assumed that the meaning of the Mishnah is Tocho means you can't put something literally inside. Al-Gabab means you can't put a pot on top. But there's no problem of leaving something next to the tanur, because that's neither inside nor on top, right? So Abali smoke Shapradami. And Abaye asked him from the continuation of the Mishnah, Kupach, Shisikur Bekasha Begavaba. If you heat it Bekasha Begavaba, so then it's a Kirayim. If you heat it Begefet Ubeitzim, so then it's like a tanur. And then it would be awesome. But if it would be what? If it would be a Kira, then it would be Mutter. Now, can you explain this to me? Because, tell me what the case is. But by asking, are we talking about putting something al-gabav? Because, look, you don't say what you mean when you come to the Kupach. You started a Mishnah off saying about inside and on top by the Tanur. When you came to the Kupach, all you did was compare it to a Kira, and you didn't say a word about on top or inside, right? Well, why don't we think about that for a minute? Explain to me what the case is. Ilayim al-Gabbav, are we talking about, I mean, it is so sneaky with the way the Gemara does this, you understand? Because what are we really trying to do? We're trying to figure out what the Mishnah holds, the Gabe, Grifa, Ketima, Bishol, and so on and so forth. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef makes a statement. In order to contradict that statement, we need to analyze the Mishnah in those terms and figure out what's going on. So I ask you, says Abaye to him, explain to me what you assumed is the state of affairs in our Mishnah. Am I asking? Ilema al-Gabav. Okay, let's assume for a moment we're talking about the top of the Kira. You're saying it's like a Kira. Okay. It's like a Kira, and now it's, yes, Mutar. I mean, obviously, we're saying like a Tanur, it's bad. Like a Kira is good. And as you're saying, okay, it's Mutar. Case being, it's what? On top. Let's assume. All right. What's happening inside the Kira? Ostensibly. In other words, you're assuming that it's like a Kira that is what? Groove of the Ketuma? What's the case? So, if you're saying the Mai, Ilay Mekisha Eino Garufi Ketum. Yeah, what? It's now, it still has the kash and the givava. There's no grief of the ketima. Kira ki ena grufa v'ketuma. Agabav mishori. Are you saying that what? That it's mutter? You're telling me now that it's the Mishnah's bedavka saying that it's mutter to put something on top of a kira? El lovely smoke. The assumption, therefore, I would make is that when you're saying areu kikira, you mean to put it next to it. Vikatani areu kitanur. And in the other case, when it says that it's like a tanur, when it was the gefet ubeitzim, yeah? Same case, I assume. I mean, it's the same case that was mutter for the kira, which was with smoke, than for the tanur is usher. You say areu kitanur, that it's usher. That's how I would read it. I guess we better see tomorrow how you would read it.
Is that
for it's oh, thank you so much for reminding me.
The way it was read until after.
Yes, Rav Shlomo Kaplan would like to give out money for Shavuos. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Rashi Sikua Begefet Uveitzim, Mashina Lea Tavshil, Shebishel Kol Tzorcho V'chamin, Shulchamu Kol Tzorchan. Actually, the box says we should invert that because always the bigger Kiddush is the Tavshil. I feel a bit stomach via fellow. Amar Lea, Umi Rabbanon, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Haravish Mudam with Avam it's time to be a fellow Asur. I'm like, hey man, I don't let Ana Yada Dom Rav Yosef Omer Rav Yonah Mishmuel Mitztamek via fellow Asur. Ki kamina l'cha v'Rabbi Yochanan kamina. I'm like, Rav Ukman Meshul, Rav Ashi, Aton, the Bakavito, Rav Shmuel, Avido, Rav Shmuel. Ana Navik, Rav Yochanan, thank you very much. I'm like, Abaya, Rav Yosef. Ma'o Lishot, I'm like, Rav Yudah, Mashur, Levi Yochanan. I'm like, please, barmine the Rav Yudah. Give him the Mesukano, Afil V'Shabbat, Nam, Yishar, Lam, Evid, Lay. I'm talking about, leave a lot, my. On my lay, Besura Marshal. Renak by Yitzra Moidu of the Havi, Marshal Lay, Vaokhil. On Ravashi, Kaimna Kamed Ravuna, Vishain Lay Kasat our son of Yochel, but Loyadana and Mishum take a seventh stamp Yafalo Mutar, or Mishum the Kiman the Eat Lay Micha, Mitstamek Varalo. On Ravnak, Mitstamek Viafelo Asur, Mitstamek Varalo Mutar, and Kalala the Milta, call the Eat Bay Micha as Mitstamek Varalo, except for those turnips. Lavar mitav should have lifted the apagav the eat be micha mitstamik viyachalo, but only if eat le bisra. Avalet be bisra mitstamik viralo, with one additional caveat, if eat le bisra nami, lo amna lo kaboy le lo orchin. Ava kaboy le lo orchin, then it's a mitstamik viralo. Lapta, daisa, vitamre, are called mitstamik viralahim. Bominem of Chirbara, shachach kidera gabikira, ubishlavi shabbat mao. Ishtik v'lo amr le v'lo mithi. L'mocha, nofek darech lo. Amavacha v'shabbat v'shul geg yochal v'mezid lo yochal. V'lo shana. My v'lo shana. Rabbi v'yazem et avar hetera. Omi mavacha, the gavid ma'aseh, ver v'mezid lo yochal. Aval hai, the lo gavid ma'aseh, v'mezid nami yochal. Rabbi v'yitzcham, on the contrary, l'isura. Mavacha, the lo ati le'arume, se ver v'shul geg yochal. Aval hu, hi, rather, dati la rumi bishagi nami lo yochal. Meitvei, shachach kidera agavikira u bishla b'shabbat b'shogei yochal b'mezid lo yochal. Lamed, dvar mamurim b'chamit shalo uchmu kol tzorcham et afshir shalo bishel kol tzorchol. Avo chamit shalo uchmu kol tzorcham et afshir shalo bishel kol tzorchol. Bein b'shogei, bein b'mezid yochal. Dibu Rebbe Meir, Rebbe Yomer chamit shalo uchmu kol tzorcham nutor mipnei shemitztamik v'ralo. V'tafshir shebishel kol tzorcham asurim mipnei shemitztamik v'yafelo. V'chol amitztamik v'yafelo kikon kruv, polim, boser taruf, asur. V'chol amitztamik v'ralo muta. Anyway, Katari miyatav shlo bishel kol tzorcha. Now, bishlema l'rav Nachman bar Yitzchak l'kasha. You could say, kam karim gzera kam yachar gzera. But rabbi v'yosi damar ha'tera, I karim gzera, it's kasha meizet. And I liyachar gzera, kasha nami shogi. Kasha. Anyway, my gzera ta. Don't rav Nachman bar Shmuel, om rav Yerba Shmuel, om rav Abba, om rav Kanam Rav, בתחילה היו אומרים, המבשר בשבת בשוגג יוכב, במזד לא יוכב, הוא אתם לשוכח. אבל מי שרבו המשכין במזד, ביום משכחי לנו, חזרו וכנסו עם אינן לשוכח. By the way, is it קשר רמי עד רבי מאיר, קשר רבי ידע, רבי ידע? דרבי מאיר עד רבי מאיר לא קשר, הלך התחילה עד יעבד. רבי ידע, רבי ידע, אני לא קשר, כאן בגרופה הוא כתומה, כאן בשאינה גרופה הוא כתומה. Iboilo, Avar Bishahama, Mikan Suhurabana, Olo, Tashma, the Yomashmu Banata, Namre Mechamina, Kishalach Rodios Vetsipori, Matzahamich in the Stargabikir Veloasale, but Betsimitsu Makoch in the Stargabikir Vasale. Apparently, my love, Loto Shabbat. No. The Shabbat Abba, and he told him not to do it. By the way, Betsimitsu Makoch to call Mitzamkot Viafele Nino. Oh yes, Domer Chama Bachanina. Pahama Kad Nitarak Aniva Revi Lomakomecha. Evila Faninu Beitzim Tzubakot Ozardin Velchama Mehen Harpe. We didn't have a raya. We didn't have a raya, but it was Lotor Shabbat and Shabbat Abba. Lomaisa, I mean, we end up with the Shabbat Abba La Locha, but doesn't say the Gemara.
Oh, we're not saying he did it, which I think could be that.
Could be. Beit Hillel omrim, ap marzin, omr sheshet. The divin omr marzirin, it's a filo b'shabbat. Vav reboshia sova, ap marzirin means a filo b'shabbat. Yom reboshia. Pa'am achat ayo omdim leilim rebkhi rabba. Ve'elenu lo kumkum shokhamin, min yuta tachtonu l'diyuta al yona. Bazagnu et akos, He says, "Arunu mekom v'lamalad v'lava." Amrit zvek amrit abab amrit tadoy lo shanu elisha udan biado. Aval hinifkan agabe karka asur. Amrit bami rit tadoy davi legami davi. Haki amrit biyokun amrit biyokun afil hinifkan agabe karka mutar. Actually, pligavar of demon v'shmum bar Yehuda tarvel mishved Rabbi Elazar. Chad amar odan biyado mutar agabe karka asur. V'chad amar even hinifkan agabe karka nami mutar. Or v'chizke mishved Abai. Hadi amrit odan biyado mutar lo amrit elisha dator lahachzir. V'lein dator lahachzir asur. Mechlav the agavi karka apa pishadat alav zero asur. Igeni amid is the opposite. Rabbi Chizki b'shmidi abaya. How the amid agavi karka asur lo amel shen dat alav zero. Aval dat alav zero mutar. Mechlav shvodim biyar apa pishain dat alav zero mutar. Boy Rabbi Yirmiyah. Talan b'makel mal. Hin yicha an agavi mita mal. Mai. Boy Ravashi. Pinani mecham la mecham mal. Take. Tano shisiku bakasha bigavava lo yitain ben mitocho ben miagabav kupak shisiku bakasha bigavava areze kikirai begefeto beitim areo ketanu tanur shisiku asavri yesu the meimar tocho means literally tocho agabav means literally agabav avali smok shaperdani eze abaya how about the other case kupak shisiku bakasha bigavava areo kikirai begefeto beitim areo ketanur okay it's also so now tell me Kira Shari b'may askina. Yilei magabav b'may. Yilei b'sheinu gorof akata. So Kira k'enu gorof akata magabav b'shari. Ela lav v'smol. V'ikatana yareo ketanur v'yasur. Okay, to be continued. Have some new shaman.